Please support this unique United Fans podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's good to be back. It's Red News Podcast 270 and I'm right in the sun, so no moaning. It's striking me and Nathan, Ben and Zayden right here on the bridge. So I'm well happy with that. And there's a bit of a vibe, I think. The queue, I've got to have a moan because this is a fanzine, the queue for Victoria Warehouse, full of the, and it's not their fault, obviously, I know that, but the queue is absolutely bonkers for their stale pie and pint in exchange for $2.99. And I will say, I spoke to someone earlier.
$299.
Well, it might be $399 tonight, I think. But I spoke to someone earlier and they're just a United fan, so it's not, and I thought afterwards, thoroughly decent, but has paid way over for that experience. And I just thought, how do we go forward trying to align what I would like, whereas you maintain as many plebs as us, but also, yeah, Petrogym wants his money, and also try not to fleece them. But as the person said, I would have paid more for tonight. So I don't know. That's in the ether, that one. But a point of observation. It's good to be back on this. I've got to get it out of the way. Thanks to all the colonoscopy reds who direct messaged with their points of reference. I had it. All I will say is I would go through Bournemouth last season, Bournemouth this season, and Bournemouth next season, losing 3-0. It was more the prep. No, it's the same one, new one Sunday. Thank you. I would... The prep is more worse than the reality. I won't go because this will put off everyone. But suffice to say, the prep is hell on fucking earth. So thank you for the advice and all that. And I, anyway, right. Yeah, Nick said, I know we're all giddy in the delusions of last week and still trying to comprehend that Manchester United did a very un-Manchester United thing and won 3-0 in a European semi. That he went, I'm disappointed we didn't get a fourth. I was like, I listened back, it was like, and I get your point, Nathan, it's pricing out a lot of people. And I said to Ben earlier, there should be, because Bilbao, I've never done it, I'm going to train it down. I've got French Basque region area, I've got the French Basque town I'm staying in on a Monday night. So I can't wait, but there should be some sort of proviso that no, I looked on Airbnb and for a shithole, they're charging $2,700. And it's capitalism, yeah, rampant. I don't agree with that at the best of times. But there's got to be a way that you could say, if you're holding a thing, that you've got to, you know, put campsites, you've got to have affordable things, because you just price it out.
It's the World Cup and stuff, don't they? They create extra...
It's just wrong. You know, the flights, everyone creamed. And it's just like another thing. And someone's just said, football's just not about football anymore. It's just about as many people making as money as possible. And it's just like, you know, so point out the things. But anyway.
Thoughts on tonight?
Thoughts on tonight. We will go behind and Nana will flap. And it will be 1-0 down after 5 minutes. But we will be all right. We might lose 2-1. We might lose 2-0. But there is not in a million, billion, trillion years are we going out tonight. I'm not having it. I'm not having it. I'm just not. I'm not. I know everyone's put the tenors on the 33-1. The coggy stance was you can't do that. I just refuse to believe that even with all we've seen of this United, that they would put us through that. They just can't. I refuse. I will stomp off. Someone's just kicked a ball. That I will take that ball away with me and I will never return if we... We're not. We're just not.
Well, I hope not, because then those flights that I booked today would go to waste, wouldn't they?
You're coming? Ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Get in.
Route? I'm doing like a...
Bizarre.
Yeah.
How bizarre. Brilliant.
I'm news. Flying to Nantes.
I didn't know that.
Is it
people.
Called Nantes? Nantes.
Fucking, let's not.
Nantes.
Thanks, Steve's not in.
On the Sunday.
Right.
Then going to Bordeaux on the Monday. And then Bilbao Tuesday.
Fantastic.
Till Thursday. And then to Zaragoza on the Thursday.
Right.
And then Barcelona on Friday and fly back on Saturday.
Mint. I'm made up. Well done. You kept that fucking quiet.
I only did it today.
That's a lot of flapping nice that we've surprise. Been trying to... It is. That's a lovely... We've been trying to persuade you. So if anyone can sort Nathan out with a ticket, he's sold.
The main thing was, we were saying, is just the cost of everything. Yeah. Like, we'd pre-booked our hostel, hadn't we? I'll stay with that. And then... But it was just to do it... Like, luckily, I'm able to spread it out over, like, six nights, you know what I mean? Obviously, not everyone can do that.
Yeah.
And for everyone else who's booking it for like a couple of nights, it's just so ridiculous. Like, they shouldn't be allowed. Like, obviously, I know it's supply and demand, but and I just couldn't justify it. But I've just been keeping looking, and then I just thought, for this, it's just a lot better. And as well as obviously the game and stuff, I can go and go to some places that I've not been to before.
Lovely.
So it makes it. It makes it.
I've got that Nez Baker's passed away, and you would know him by sight. He came just recently. His lad, he loved bringing his lad, and he was well known on Twitter, but well known at United. The Rotterdam pink shirt. We've got tribute in the mag on Sunday, but like he came a few weeks ago and had a new flag, and he wanted people to sign it, and just old school red was the loveliest tribute that I can think of. You know, like it's just sad, and like life is fucking so awful at times, like, you know, and he'd say you just got to make the most of it when you can, like, because it will throw. And we've lost, you know, on top of Mark Salford, two really well-known Reds in a short space of time, and life can just pop up and do stuff. So enjoy it while you can, people, because it's just wrong sometimes, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. They've got a question for you. Hello, Ben. Hello, Zayden. So when Rooney was saying that, because I'm very minus Man U steps points here, I don't watch every academy game, that's bad of me, I know, but when Rooney said like we're not playing it the system, Amarin system, in some teams, is that true?
It is true, yeah, it does differ, because obviously you got Travis Beane's got his own way of doing things as well, so the 21s it does mirror a little bit. You know, you do have your sort of more of your wide forwards, not traditional wingers, like your Scanlons and your Biancheris. Since Chinobi's been promoted to the 21s, you see Biancheri's been moved out further wider as well. So in that respect, when you're going forward, it mirrors it a little bit. At the back, we don't play three at the back or anything like that. There's usually just two centre halves and your wing backs.
Do you agree with that? That does, it seems, because if the idea is to build to,
yeah, I know what you're saying. But I think Nick Coxmere, I think he made a point on it as well not so long ago. Somebody asked that, and they're on about development is the key, you know, to develop stars for future United sides, but also not only future United sides, but to give them the opportunity to play first team football. It's difficult, because they say if you mirror the same as the first team, I think he said the argument is that you're sort of put your eggs into all one basket as well. So if a management changes again, and you know, so they're all about gearing stars for the future and pushing them to the next level. And a lot of United's academy sides, if you look at it, the age of the players, a lot of the 21 sides that you'll see. That's why United were sort of up and down the 21s. They're playing players that are 20, 21 years old. United are playing 16, 18, 19-year-old lads, you know.
The one encouraging thing, you know, I really like Camerson, Fredrickson, is like we're giving, because of the situation, minutes, and they're not looking.
Well, Mantato's in the squad today.
Up front is the hardest position at United for anyone, as we're seeing. So you're like, you can never judge, you know, like, because there was James Wilson is going to be the next best thing. And then he comes in and you think he's just
Wheatley's back, isn't he? Because obviously his loan move didn't really work out, and he's been banging goals in for fun. But unfortunately, because he went out on loan, we can't then recall him into the first team now. But I think he's swagging around with a bit of a point to prove now, because obviously you see Chino Obi's been promoted there, and he started banging in the goals. He looks very sharp. But the thing is with academy football, it's very vanilla. You know, there's players there that you think, they look players, and then when they step up to the first team level, you start finding out a lot more about them.
But that's why the loan system is good.
That's why I said, I think on one of the pods before, I said I can see a couple of them going out alone, you know, depending on who Amarin wants to keep around the first team next year. You're probably, you know, for strengthening as well. Like, a lot of these kids are used to just playing against academy sides. It's not really many big bulky. You look at Brentford last weekend, a lot of their players are bulky, you know, so you're putting up against Fredrickson, he looks like a twig compared to these bulky players, you know, these bulky Premier League full-grown men, you know.
I'm all in for Inter. I know the manager at PSG is decent and his story. But
Enrique.
Because Inter is sort of like a throwback.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're old. That's a good thing for the old
throwback,
bastards.
As in... played for us 10 years ago.
Yeah, Mkhitaryan. But then that underlines my point that you can go off like Antony and have a thoroughly away from this bat shit. There's lots of points. Buy the mag tonight and buy the mag Sunday. Look, quick thing, please support the campaign. Because I started it a month later knowing that I was just wearing you out last year, we are 100 people behind at this stage. So it just makes me worried. Nathan's always reassured, but we're just, it's 425. So out of all the world, out of all the United fans at United Fluff, 425, and we still want people buying the mag at the ground, but like it's the underscore, because I say that like where we're at now is just post, you know, so then we want to cover the print, you know, so that's what it gets us over the line to. Right, I'm going to moan because I am a moaning bastard.
No. Say that like you've not been already.
surprise.
South Stand is disgraceful. No phone call. You know, you get a time slot, panicking. A lot of people mailing saying I had to sit there with my dad to make sure they were all right doing it. Just so unnecessary. And United, how they align, like we so want them to fucking win everything we play for. And it wouldn't take a little bit of tinkering of this club to treat us a little bit better, to repair men's, not with, you know, the chosen few, but with everyone. You know, you don't need to do it like you do. I'm taking one for the team though here, is I've got to cross a bridge to my hotel for two nights in my French Basque town on the 2 hours away from Bilbao. And I've actually Google mapped the bridge. I've looked at the perpendicular and all the permutations of how panicky. On the way back when I'm pissed, that won't be a problem. Obviously, I'll be, hey! But going over it. I have, Zayden, you'll appreciate this. I have, because Albert's going to see, is it Fortnite and Minecraft's out in the cinema? Minecraft, isn't it?
Yeah, Minecraft, yeah.
Lava Chicken. The Lava Chicken song. So Albert's mates are singing Lava Chicken by Jack Black, and are now like Ruby Namorin, can't get it out of my head. Right, my favourite ever Euro away, just to get on this, I was lucky enough to go 85 Amsterdam tournament. I was 14, I met people that trip, and I saw sights that trip. 14, innocent, naive, clueless, in the red light district for three nights in Amsterdam. But I met mates that I'm still mates with today. And I would say 91, I was 20, and I got the opportunity to do things in life. Montpellier, via Paris, we did a week. Warsaw, we did Rotterdam for a week. Then Barcelona, 94, I was 23. So many, lucky, going places that were new, like Košice, Kiev, Zagreb, Barcelona, 99. But also, I was fortunate, I did a credit card, but Tokyo 8, because I didn't do 99. And I looked and I cried and I thought, top of the world, Ma, I've seen everyone do anything. But I say, I've mates who gave up after 99, who went, it'll never be the same. But Moscow shows it, you can do it differently. In Stockholm, when we're all together, which was a somber, you know, the lead up to it was so somber, just let's please do this for people. And then you think, Bilbao, we could hopefully, and so we can all be together and it can all be different. And that's why we do all the shit. That's why we do all this season for moments like this. And you were saying about Mudsa that their hope.
They're hoping to put a flight on or try to sort something. It's just the cost of everything's getting ridiculous. They can't charter their own flight because it's just too expensive, they were saying. But they're hopefully trying to talk to some of the club's partners, see what they can sort out. And then people, if it's still too expensive for people as well, Mudsill are trying to put something on a big screen here at Old Trafford as well to get everyone together.
I know Chaz Banks did loads to get people to Moscow and that. It'd be just like...
You're fighting a losing fight,
and the
shortage of aircraft as well.
Like, because Chelsea have got an extra week if they win, haven't they, for their final. And for me, final should be at the end of the season anyway. They shouldn't be shoe benched into a thing. Right, I've got one final dilemma. So I haven't spoken to anyone and I haven't spoken on this pod for ages. Right, it's for Stockholm. I bought a Sabutio UEFA Cup Europa League trophy.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
I took it with me. I had it in my pocket the whole trip.
Have you still got it?
I can't fucking find the thing.
Oh, no.
I've even accused Albert. Where have you put it? He said, we haven't had it. You're like, you considered it too precious. Now, because I bought it for Stockholm, do I buy another one? Or I'm thinking next week, when we're not playing next weekend after Chelsea, I am literally going to tear up the house 100%. To find this fucker. 100%. But it's so small. How do you find it? It's like, a little, yeah, but it'll bring us back the glory days again. Well. See what I did there? It'll bring the glory days. Right, so United mojo, we're all right, aren't we?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think so. My mojo in general, my mojo in general has not been great, as people probably could tell, but I think I'm feeling better. And
but I understand that now, because there are thousands of people who won't be able to, you know, we're putting it, I've put it on my fucking credit card, you know, like, you just can't do things. It's like you're speaking for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like I said though to Zayden, don't be too decided if we can't go, because it's like his mum pointed out, for the price you're paying for just one flight per person return, you could go on like a week, a 2 week holiday there in the fall, pay for all accommodation.
That's what Nathan said, in his hostels where he's watching fucking United on Pornhub and in Thailand and that. It is, it's just criminal. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more people now booking up in advance, aren't they? Wherever the final is, and fair play to those. It comes off every.
My mate got a £159 return flight from he booked it in October. He was like, I'll chance it.
Yeah.
Right, we're all smiling. Zayden, you first. Prediction.
2-0.
I'm going 2-1 United.
I'll say 2-1.
I'm going
United.
I think we'll be 2-0 down, and then we'll score.
We need to score first. We need to.
Let's hope. I want, you know, just... That, I've listened back to the Leon and like I've watched Harry Maguire's goal and just after the shit, and it doesn't absolve it. I did think enough now, Ruben, when he was saying like we're the worst team again yesterday, and I get what he was trying, the greater meaning it was when he said it at the point, but enough telling these lot they're shit. We've been doing that for 2 years and it's done us no good. Stop saying they're shit. Come on, you've got to G them up now, Ruben. Enough of this. Right, okay. Thank you. Support the mag. Support the campaign. We'll chat after. Cheers, lads.
Hello, everyone. I'm joined by... Go on. What are your names?
My name is Eric.
And your name is?
I'm Tris.
And you just bought a mag and you said that you listen and enjoy the podcast, so I just thought I'd get you on. So what are your thoughts in general? What's your general mojo with United? And then what do you think about tonight and everything?
I feel exactly the same as you say every week. It is tough right now being a Red... But we are optimistic and we are here to see if we can actually pull it out of the bag. I feel like I'm watching Mal Donaghy and Ralph Milne every week right now. And that's where we're at. But hopefully, next year we'll be different.
Hopefully. And how about you?
Well, I'm backing the boss. I can see his vision. It's just some of the players are not up to my standard. But come here today, see what he's got.
Yeah.
We are in chapter seats because it was a bit of a hassle getting tickets. But we're here.
Yeah.
I'm here to support.
Yeah.
I'm here to the end.
Are you getting on with Sky Scanner?
I've booked, I've sorted.
Are you sorted?
Yeah, no, I did it today. Doing it here, there and everywhere, but we're there, so are you going?
No. Well, not at this moment in time, unless I'm in the lottery on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem,
Saturday,
isn't it?
There's still time, but we're up for it.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, have you got any other thoughts or anything, or will that do? Is that all right?
I'm a red till I die.
Yeah?
I'm a red till I die.
Great. Nice one. Cheers, pal. Thank you. Appreciate that. See you later. Hello again. I'm with someone who's not allowed to give his name because he's meant to be at work. He's just come over and said he loves the podcast again. So we'll call you Mr. X. So, Mr. X, how are you feeling about the game, about the final, possibly, and just in general?
It will obviously transform the season. It's on a knife edge.
Yeah.
And... it's all or nothing, but you've got to feel we can't ruin it from here. But yeah, you pulled that face. It's been up and down, but listen, ride the storm. When we're here, it's good, and hopefully it'll be a wee bit of history tonight.
Hopefully, Fingers crossed. See what we can do in a few weeks.
And listen, you guys keep at it because this is a really important part of fan culture. And it trundles on every year, and it keeps going. And you boys are out here, hail, rain, and shine. So fair play.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your night.
Red! 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 up.
Never, ever fucking in doubt.
There was no point that you were in doubt.
No, I was. Heavily. You know what? I thought, don't let them score a second before half time. I thought that was huge.
At all.
There was a point at 1-0 where I just went, oh my God, I can see. The back pages and the crucifixion that we'd get. Yeah. And I suddenly thought, we didn't play it clever. The changes for me were Ahmad, he looked so sharp when he came on. And let me make a note of fucking Old Trafford. When the relief and the bounce, the atmosphere, I've recorded it, so that's what you just heard. It was up a decibel.
Yeah.
From even Leon, it was up a decibel.
Obviously, we don't have to talk about it, but I missed that at the end of Leon. But when there was this, I can't remember after which goal. It might have been after Mount's goal. And that was one of the loudest I've heard it in a long time.
Yeah.
It was really
was
loud.
The subs, they'd spent all their energy.
We've said.
They ran out of energy.
They were the better team until those changes, and if they'd have scored a second one, I was worried.
Well, we folded a little bit even after the first. Well, we don't trust them; they don't trust themselves.
I think when it was 0-0, Dogu was frustrating, Hoyland was frustrating. We needed something. We needed that spark.
That'll be another game where we say Hoyland needed that goal. I mean, literally, he was poor today. I would have taken him off for Mount anyway.
But I'm glad that he scored.
I thought Dorgu was excellent. All game.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was everywhere. Wow. I thought his energy. All right. We see things differently. Wow. Casemiro.
Casemiro was great.
And Bruno in the middle.
Yeah. I thought Dorgu was
Maguire.
Really? Yeah. I did. I felt. When it was 0-0, I think he kept getting through, and then nothing was happening.
Garnacho's misses. But I made the point at half-time. Like, I know Garnacho, he is that. He misses chances like that. But really, he's getting in the spots that Hoyland should be. So if Hoyland was scoring, Osort is in, he's gone. You wouldn't be so reliant, but we're now relying on Garnacho's got to score. So if Hoyland had his 20 goals... If Garnacho chips in with his 1-2, because we're compensating for it anyway, let's not. But I tell you,
Mason Mount, was it the goal? Which one?
Well, yeah.
I missed the second one, obviously. I've seen it back. It was great.
Don't ever leave the game early ever again.
No, but I need to, because that's when we do well. But I'm sure it was you a few weeks ago said he's going to have his moment. I think it was you who said, and you said, Mason Mount is going to have his moment.
And he's been missing him.
And tonight was it.
Yeah.
Like, I know he scored the other day, but that was it, because up until that point, he scored that goal. It was a beautiful goal, to be fair.
Their goals just come back.
That's what changed the game. Yeah. It changed the game. So, to me, Marty McCutcheon, that's his moment.
Wasn't that perfect moment?
No, this is my moment.
Wasn't it my perfect
well,
moment?
And then the next line is, this is my perfect.
So we're actually both, right. Both
we're both right.
I feel for Nick, he's had to go. He had relief, he was really stressed. He sat in the row, stood in the row in front. United has needed this. I say the fans have needed this. When we left, the buzzing that was just then, the whole buzz of it. And I will say my point, do you know half and halfs are now 15 quid? This was my point, yeah. I forgot to make the 15 quid. But the ingenuity of United swag sellers, did you see what they were selling after the game?
No.
Final half and half scarves.
Carsey.
I mean,
a final half and half. So they took the gamble. So they took
not
the gamble.
All of them, some just had us.
So they didn't only take the gamble of it being United, they took the gamble that it was going to be Spurs as well. That is.
Thanks to everyone who bought the mag. It was harder going, but I know it's like the last day. Please buy it Sunday. And again, please support the campaign. We want to be here. We want to be talking shit. I've got a claim to fame. Peter Reid came in, really flary trousers going in, and he had an escort. And I just went,
hello? As in,
not an escort.
A police escort.
No, like a security or whatever.
All right,
steward.
just to, you know.
And I just went, hello, Peter. Hello, Madrid, Peter. And he went, that's the one, lad. That's the one, because there's the video of him pissed up, taunting Scousers. The stewards were fucking terrible in front of me, really picking on Bilbao fans. The bag thing, but the tone, they were getting them to walk round the whole way back round the hotel. Just like if that, we say like the Bilbao fans, there was one thrown out of United Road and he was shaking hands with people. How you should be treated is how you want to be treated back. And I just thought their whole tone today was really poor with the bag searches. And he wouldn't let a mum and her son, who obviously live local, go to the fucking Lidl. He said, you can't do that. I was like, what the fuck are you on about? It's a public highway at that point. What is your big world moment that you sell the Mac for?
Oh, I said this before, didn't I? So in the last like few years, I've been stood in that same spot when the Queen was announced to be dead. And then today,
God rest her soul,
when a new Pope was announced.
Like, what else have we done? Do you know, in your spot, I sold once when Johnny Wilkinson scored the World Cup winning punt.
That's the spot. You know,
should we have our own coloured smoke or something? Like red, white and black? Just
I've seen someone already posting that. I've already seen someone posting that.
Someone sold my meme. What else have I got to say?
So today, like, Nick probably would have nicked it if he was there at the time, but I've been selling for what? However many years. I got there and there's a tiny cat. I've never seen a cat in this area. I like cats. Like, Nick likes them more. He likes to steal them from other people. He's got a track record.
Yeah, really bad.
But I love cats. I'm a cat person rather than a dog person. And this cat just hung around for like an hour. And it was only small. No, well, maybe. It ran away before he came, though, so maybe he knew. But it was a black cat, and I was like,
is this good or bad?
Is this good or bad luck? And I was like, generally, like, I'm not superstitious, but like, this is the first time that I've ever been there, and this cat has been there. So I'm going to take that as it's good luck.
I am made up that you're going. That blew me away when you said that. I was conditioned that you weren't. I know we had a debate. Couple of lads behind father son, the price, and apparently it's even higher the day trip than I thought it'd be. But they said that's it, can't, you know, like, and everyone
said, like, no, but like I said before, I'm lucky that I'm in a position where I can make a week of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I did even Stockholm, when we did Stockholm, I was the last one left. I stayed for an extra bit of time because, as much as I love doing the football stuff, I like doing other stuff and being somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
You like other stuff than football.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
So that's why, as soon as I realised that I could do that and make a proper trip of it, I'm going to be sat on buses for a long time. It's going to be like race across the world. But
isn't the Chinese one good?
I've only seen the first episode, so. But yeah, I'm obviously glad like that I'm doing it now. Like, obviously.
Do you know what I have got? It's not for today, people, but I have got this overriding doom about the final, which I hope disperses. I'm not going to go there.
No,
I will
say,
weird season sums up that Bill Bower,
but can
better
I just...
team. No, but they're a better team than they've let off. And yet we've scored 7 goals against them. In a season when we don't score.
Firstly, on the first point, we're still the only team unbeaten in Europe.
Champagne.
And secondly, I think they were always this good, but the heads went because of the penalty, because of the red card, the heads went, and it just shows that 10 minutes can make a difference. That 10 minutes in 180 decided the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what did it. Yeah. Because up until that point, they were good.
It's weird.
Do you know what I mean?
At first today, I was furious with the ref, and then I thought he handled it quite well. Because we took Mazel because of the yellow card, but I thought there wasn't any moment that you think, oh, we're going to lose our heads. If this brings me on, look at this linkage, Nathan. If fucking Bruno Fernandes had Dick Van Dijk on his back of his shirt, he would have got 10 red cards. Some of the ones that don't be bitter, don't. Yeah, I will be fucking bitter. Some of the fucking tackles that fucker's got away with this season, Van Dijk, are unbelievable. And he just does it. I watched Match of Day, I was just flicking on Sunday, and it came onto his tackle, and the thing went, well, yeah, that's clearly not worth going to VAR. I thought, what the fuck? He's just put his fucking studs in the bloke's foot. Anyway.
Why are you getting angry about
that? I've got one. Can I have a hate of the week?
You can.
So, Albert VE Day, Vera Lynn, lovely, got her on nod. My iTunes, actually. So Albert's been interested which United players fought in the war and that, and have been going through, and obviously Jack Rowley. But this is AI, you know, like Google comes up. It said, Bobby Charlton served in the war. So I said to Albert, that's bollocks. I'm shocked, and it was right, he's born in 1937. But that gets taken up in the ether, fakery.
Yeah.
So that's, anyway. Mark.
Hello.
How happy are you?
Delighted, Barney.
Did you always think it?
Well, I booked the flights fucking before the semi-final, so I had an inkling. I don't know, I think the lads have been going regularly. We said after the Lyon game, there seems like a certain sense of destiny. I think not fancying playing Spurs a third time, but similarly, a fourth time,
half time.
But similarly, you can't fucking lose the Spurs 4 times in 1 season, surely. Surely to God.
I'm not bringing fear into tonight.
Sense prevails.
No, but that's my fear.
It's not possible. It's not possible to do that, right?
The atmosphere was good today, wasn't it?
Very good. I thought, first half, I said before the game, everyone was like, oh, we'll fly for this. And I knew it would be nervy. It didn't help they scored a weldie, which I'd like to see again. It looked like it was a great goal. But I think we just did what needed to do. I thought Ahmed came on and absolutely blew him away. I thought
he looked so fast.
Amarim's got a proper choice on his hands now.
You know, like when you watch the wrestler and then you see him run and you think, oh, that's actually fast running then, because the others can't do it.
And before this podcast goes out, I'm having a tenner on Mount for the winner in the final.
Fucking hell.
I said this.
You better put
I
it
said
on.
This before when he came back from fitness. I said if he gets a goal before, he'll score the winner in the final. And he scored 2 tonight, 1 last week. But that's not a player, though, isn't it?
So, Michael?
Hello, mate. You all right? Oh, buzzing, mate. Absolutely buzzing.
Have you booked already?
Yeah, I booked it last week. So, a little bit of a touchy moment, but everyone was on about the side bet, but I was like, no.
Can't bet again.
Can't. It would have been worth it to cover the money, but I was
clock watching.
Yeah, ticking it down.
Just another minute gone. And then, you could see they'd spent gone. Everything.
Yeah, they were
the subs and everything.
All in and everything.
So, are you confident?
Against Spurs? Apparently they're worse than us, aren't they? But we owed them one, didn't we? Three times. Can't be four, can we? Surely.
What people need to see in this pub is this podcast is going on, but surrounding that, there's a load
I
of us.
Everyone had booked.
No, it's not booking that. It's sorting out tickets. So everyone's had the email, and everybody. So there's a whole group of us that have got a 2 o'clock tomorrow, but we've trained home tomorrow. It's a bit of a nightmare, and also we all want to sit together. So we've now got this big carding. So they're just people moving everywhere trying to book
it. I am a dinosaur. Like Nick and Wazza on one credit rate have already said, like, our slot is 4 o'clock tomorrow. Why don't we do it in together? Oh, no, 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 no. No fucking chance.
You've got to do it, buddy.
I don't trust anything on the internet. So I am not putting, I'm going to go to it, expect it to fuck me up, and then I'm going to do it on UEFA on my own. I want to be with everyone,
you're
but
such
I'm
a
not risking.
Such a
I know, but can you imagine? Has the application gone in? Yes, yes. And then it goes, no.
Can I just put some faith back in your heart, right?
Yeah.
There's another lad in the pub tonight who's only got one, and he's guaranteed a ticket. His booking time is Sunday morning. So you'll definitely get them together.
Right.
So you've got loads of time to put them in together.
This dinosaur don't eat those leaves.
Yeah, well, then you're...
Right. Love of the week, hate
the group.
Mason Mount. Ahmad back.
You caught me on the hobby. Love of the week is we're through to the final. Hate of the week is we're still fucking terrible.
They don't come along around very often.
I'll tell you what my love of the week
enjoy
is.
Them when they're here.
I'll tell you what my actual love of the week is. And somebody said this to me the other day. Our flattest period in 15 years and the worst thing we've ever seen is better than most other clubs' dynasties.
Yeah.
And that, for me, says everything you need to know about the team.
And what a, like, in a shit season, we were 1-0 down at home against Real Sociedad, flapping. We've had the Leon of comeback of all comebacks. We've had a very, you know, that all the rest you could say, oh, where are they? Bilbao are a good side, and we've fucking done them. Whatever the... Anyway, right, I'll leave you to... Right, Shane, hello.
So, yeah, another. Well, I'm sure you've said it all before, but the kind of like the unique thing and the great thing about United is we can have a shit fest of a season, but we still get our day out in the sun. It's like second season running. How many finals have we had the last 10 years? Like, you know,
like 3 in 3 years.
We've had great days out, and we just, yeah, it's just, it's hard to explain, but. We could come like fourth from bottom, fifth from bottom, and end up in the Champions League. But we got a day out, so yeah, a bit it feels a bit weird to me, really.
How do you
a little
feel
bit
about the game and that?
I thought today I was convinced, and I'm usually a miserable bugger. I was convinced that there was no way they were going to score three and we would score none, and I felt that during the game. Like in fairness, I thought they played well, Bilbao, and I thought we were a bit like chaotic and a little bit wasteful, but I thought the back four as a last line of defence done all right actually tonight, really good.
Maguire good again, Yoro outstanding.
Yeah, I thought Maguire was really, really good tonight. And I was saying to the others, like a few people around me were like, oh God, but they never really tested the keeper.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, so I was very calm, like, yeah. But it was a bit like, it was a funny old night, I thought, really, but a good atmosphere, I thought, in the ground.
Well, especially when the...
Yeah, and credit to their fans. They're great. Like, yeah, Bilbao's a great city, and they've got a great set of fans. I thought, you know, in some ways, it's a bit of a shame. I know it would have been advantage them in the home city, but I would love to have played them in the final. It would have been like a carnival.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's
the people,
weird.
I can't wait. I've never been.
Yeah.
What people say about how hospitable they are.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a little French Riviera.
I was saying, yeah. I'm looking forward to the adventure. And I think it's a bit of a shame it's two English sides. I always think that's a bit shit in a European final.
Which journalist will be the first saying it should be played in England?
I don't know.
There'll be someone,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's good.
And how dare we, one of us is going to qualify for the Champions League.
Well, what's made me laugh, though, what this has revealed is United have sent, like, for those that, you know, United have sent out already the emails, because you have to purchase the tickets. They've done the ballot, and you purchase the tickets via UEFA with a code. So they sent the emails out, and we've just had quite a heated discussion about who's going to do all of our way.
Yeah, fuck that.
And
Not a chance.
But basically, we've had like certain men of a certain vintage all arguing about the process, but not one of the fuckers has bothered. It's like Christmas Day. No one's read the instructions. They're all assuming what you have to do. And no one had read the instructions, so it did make me chuckle there.
I did download the UEFA app pre.
Yeah.
And it does say put in your email address that you're going to.
But someone said you do. Anyway, I won't go into that. Yeah. But yeah, so that's an added bit of a. Like all day today, everyone's talked about fucking. I need to talk to you actually, because I was saying to Nathan I might take the hostel room.
Yeah, we're going to.
We're going to, yeah, yeah. So I need to tell Phil.
We are going to be murdered, blood splattered up the walls, shit in the toilet if there is a toilet.
Because we know everyone who's in the room.
Can I say something?
It'd be like Cluedo.
Yeah, but that's someone comes in, don't they, in the middle of the night.
Someone could come into a normal hotel.
I'm quite an anxious man at the best of times, so this is not a good
conversation. Have you seen the photos yet?
I did see a few splatters on the wall, yeah.
The scratches. It was fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But the other thing was, I've just agreed to go in that, but I've actually come close to securing us, me and you, a hotel room this afternoon.
But we don't have to tell everyone about this. But
I'll be loyal to Nathan. But yeah, so we've got a day out in the sun. Happy days.
I'm his roomie, and he's not even told me any of this. Anyway, right, loves of the week, hates of the week.
Loves of the week.
Manchester United.
Love of the week
was... What they do to us, what they've done to us this season. And then every time you think you're out.
Mason Mount, I was saying to a mate Bob as we were walking out the grounds, sometimes when you get final seasons like this, you get players that, you know, they can be a bit of a bit part player. You know, like Mason Mount just coming back from injury and being fresh at just the right time might make the difference in a final. I think he might be the player that, you know, in some ways it's a bit harsh than otherwise. But but that fella could twist his ankle putting his socks on, so I'm not too sure about that.
Well, like we said as well, Mason Mount, he's won the Champions League. You know, he's done it. He's been there. Like, as much as he's not done much for us, he has done it. Do you know what I mean? I've always fought it, and I think he's been really unlucky with injuries. But
I'd still consider him ahead of Hoyland in some way. But I'm not as an outlet.
I really feel for Hoyland, because I've always thought he's been, you know, he was thrown in for the wrong job at the wrong time, etc. But I must admit, considering I raved on about his run at the end against City where he was strong, but I don't know if it's a confidence thing, but he looks, like tonight again, he looks very weak on the ball for a big lad. Yeah. I don't know if that's a confidence thing, but it's good that, yeah. But anyway, we're in a final. Hate of the week. I don't know if I can ever hate in a week today.
Of course you can.
I don't know. I'm not going to have a hate in a week.
We're happy. Yeah. We're Manchester United fans. I'm sure they'll think of something in the next week to screw us over. But for now...
My love of the week was...
This is bonkers. This season is utterly bonkers.
So my love is, I don't like looking at my phone during games, but for the last half hour... Like a lad Baz in front of me goes, we're on the brink of a final, and you're looking at your phone. And what it was my daughter was in a bar in the early hours in Hanoi watching the game. Oh, and she's messaged me going, where were you in the ground? And I just thought, to have a little bit of connection. And I thought, interested in having a little talking to her in Vietnam than I was
in a bar in Hanoi when. Yeah. Ganacho scored that overhead kick. Yeah. That's where I was when I was there.
So I was saying,
maybe it's a good omen.
So she was with a group of lads, obviously, and she said, oh, my dad's there, and where is he? So I said, little Mark White behind the goal, and then sent her a couple of videos. And I think everyone thought, oh, he's a typical tourist, but I thought, fuck him, I'm talking to my 18-year-old daughter, the other side of the world. And it made it a little bit special.
Please buy the Make Sunday. Up the fucking Reds. I just like... It's hard to get your head around this club at the best of times this season. But I've got a question for you. He was outstanding. I didn't mention... He was outstanding, Yoro. Do you love Yoro enough to give him your last... Rolo?
I give him the whole fucking packet because I'm not too keen on Rolos, but,
I agree with that. Fruit pastels, fucking outstanding. Yeah. Right, to the fucking
Yoro
regiment.
Yoro
glory, glory, we Man did. United. Nathan, we're going to be doing a pod in Bill Bauer. Bring it on. What's it, Pinchos?
Pinchos. Yeah. Do you know what's good?
I don't like when it's raw fish. I don't want a dodgy belly.
I love that. The group chat for the wider group all season has been Bilbao, and it's paid off.
Yeah, but that is the 18th incarnation of that group's time.
Finally, we've got there.
Well, the other thing was, all the lads that you normally hear on the Euroways and the lads that drink in the Pev, it's only United fans who do this, but I said I was going to buy the whole entire group, which would be about, I guess, 20 or 30 decent quality pork pies. If I was so confident we'd get to the final. This was a couple of rounds ago. So I haven't got to buy pork pies now. I can buy pinchos, and that's made me happy.
No, they're all on you.
Well, there's a thing. And the other thing I'm saying now publicly, because Barney's already... I have to get Barney onto a bus at 8 o'clock in the morning after the...
He's going to carry the morning me like a baby carrier across the streets.
You're on your own. So I remember the state you were in Holland when I had to get you on a train. You are on your own.
You can't say that.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not.
I want to see you. We've won the Europa League. I've got the Sevilla one, and you're carrying me in a baby carrier as I bounce across you. Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. Yeah.
To the fucking...
On that, no.
I am giddy.
I feel
knackered again, though. I feel like, you know, some games knacker you out more than others. All right, cheers.
Yes! Bilbao, here come United again. Manchester United 4, Athletic Club Bilbao 1 full time. 7-1 on aggregate. Wow. 1-0 down at half time. Everyone looked nervy as fuck. But we're in the final. Zayn, we're in the final. Yeah! I say yes! Yes! Oh, I love this fucking football club. I love this fucking football club. Lenny Yoro, by the way. Best player on that fucking pitch today for me. Lenny Yoro, absolutely brilliant today. In all aspects of the game. Brilliant. Hoyland. Hoyland scores. Mount scores 2. Fucking hell. Oh my god, Casemiro, what a player, what an absolute legend of the game he is, Casemiro. Oh my days.
There you are. I've given you a bit of atmosphere as we came outside the ground there. A few of the chants that were going on outside the stadium there as we exit the concourse and everything. Wow. A 1-0 down at half time, I was nervy as fuck. I was like, for the first 10 minutes of the second half, I thought they looked more like the team to score, but fucking hell, as I told you, we never do it the easy way. But it ended up being easy in the end. I just wanted to compliment Casemiro, by the way. Putting a couple of great tackles in. You know, playing a little bit on the edge. I believe he was booked, so, you know, he was still flying in with the tackles, even though he was booked. That's the kind of energy. I believe he was booked. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the kind of energy that I like. And also when he scored the second goal there, to put us 2-1 up. The guy's won 5 fucking Champions Leagues, and you know, he's there fucking giving it everything, and he seems to enjoy it. He seems to be enjoying his football, and people were going da 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 Casemiro, and he was there like, you know, proper reveling in it. I'm thinking, this guy's won 5 fucking Champions Leagues, played for Real Madrid, and he's absolutely loving it, and I fucking love it. I'm buzzing. And as I said earlier, I thought Lenny Yoro was the best United player on the pitch again. The way he brings the ball forward, by the way. And I don't like comparing players. You know I don't, but he reminds me so much of Rio Ferdinand. He really does in the way he brings the ball forward. You know, he looks composed. He looks... Doesn't look like he's going to break sweat. And that's exactly like Rio. I never saw a bead of sweat on Rio's forehead. Plays the game with ease, reads the game very well. But I thought, you know, second half, he was driving us forward. You know, even at 3-4, we were 3-1 up, we were still driving us forward. Another big special shout out to Mason Mount, I think. We looked a different team when Mount's in it. We really do, you know. And I just hope we can get the very best out of Mason Mount and see the very best of Mason Mount, because, and hopefully he goes for a period where he's not injured. He's a good player. He's a decent player, Mason Mount. He just needs to be fit and available a lot more than he has been. You know, that's 3 goals in his last 2 games now. So he's on a bit of a streak there. Glad to see Hoyland get a goal as well. Great work from Ahmad there as well. It's a fantastic finish. We're going to Bilbao. Me and Little Man are in the Ballad. Fuck knows if we do get tickets, fuck knows how we're going to get there, if we can afford to get there. Everything's so expensive, and if I could gamble, I'd have gambled on flights, but the fact is that wheelchairs is only 26 spaces, you know, and there's a lot more than 26 wheelchair fans as well. So, you know, we have to leave it late, you know. And it's not as though we could get spare tickets from outside either, because we can't wheel a wheelchair into, you know, into the gods or whatever. So we have to be a little bit more, yeah, unfortunately, because we don't have any credits either. Zane's never done a Euro away. He's still a bit young. I've not done one since Mourinho, Benfica away under Mourinho. So, and I had to knock it on the head when Little Man was growing up. Things were getting too expensive, and obviously with his disabilities, he took more looking after. Anyway, Zane, you happy then?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, who was your player? Did you have a player of the match?
Yoro
as well. I like Casemiro as well. I love fucking Casemiro. But yeah, we're going to Bilbao. Honestly, I'm sorry if I'm struggling for words here. My throat is fucking sore as fuck. Singing, especially second half, singing. See you out for the lads and that. So we'll leave it there. I'll fucking badge on again. Barney says 2 minutes and 8 minutes, 19 seconds into it. Sorry, Barney. You know me. I could blab for fucking Manchester. Roll on West Ham Sunday. Roll on the fucking final, more importantly. Glory, glory, Man United to the fucking regiment. And I love every single fucking one of you.
So, Phil, in preparation for the new mag on Sunday, please support it. It's only out for 2 games. You are now going to sing a theme tune.
Fucking not.
Come on, you said, if anyone asks,
what was the
your piece in the article says, if anyone asks, I'll sing it for you.
Oh shit, what theme tune? It's a while since I've read that. What was it?
The piece that you've written.
Yeah, I know, but since I've written it. It's way ages since.
Manchester United radio jingle.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, do I have to sit? Can I not? Oh, mate, this is the worst.
Go on then, hum it.
14:13 a.m. Manchester United Radio. There you go.
There you go. Thank you.